Following are the public messages that were given to Heaven's Messenger Maureen Sweeney Kyle from Maranatha Spring and Shrine Home of Holy Love Ministries from Friday, July 1st through Thursday, July 7th, 2022. July 2nd, 2022. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, children, be fervent in your efforts to become holier. Look for new sacrifices you could make without people generally knowing about it. When you make the sacrifice only visible between your heart and my heart, many graces will be sent into the world. These quite often are graces you do not even see or feel. Such sacrifices allow me to approach the unapproachable. It is through these hidden sacrifices I can convert many hearts. Be holy, but never try to impress others with your holiness. The relationship between your heart and mine is not for public display. Never flaunt your physical problems. Those are graces given you. These are my instructions as to how to be a victim soul. July 3rd, 2022. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, so often people cannot get along with each other peacefully as they look only at their differences. I am inviting you to contemplate your common traits. Bring to mind how I created each of you from dust. Each of you, as my creation, is called to love me above all else and neighbor as self. You have been created to earn your place with me in heaven. All else is of no account. Spend your life on earth trying to please me. Entrust every problem, every situation to my provision. It is your deep-seated love for me that brings you peace. This holy love is the foundation of your salvation. It is the love which supports you in difficulties and directs you around all sin. Be at peace and realize that each of you is given the same purpose in life: to earn salvation through your response to the Holy Spirit. A note is given to read Titus chapter 3, 3 through 7. For we ourselves were once foolish, disobedient, led astray, slaves to various passions and pleasures, passing our days in malice and envy, hated by men and hating one another. But when the goodness and loving kindness of God our Savior appeared, he saved us, not because of deeds done by us in righteousness, but in virtue of his own mercy, by the washing of regeneration and renewal in the Holy Spirit, which he poured out upon us richly through Jesus Christ our Savior, so that we might be justified by his grace and become heirs in hope of eternal life. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father. July 4th, 2022, Independence Day. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, dear children, as your country celebrates its freedom today, each one of you should celebrate the freedom you have to choose your salvation. This is the choice which my Son earned for you on the cross. Make obvious the choice you personally have made towards your own salvation. Realize that obedience to my commandments is really a choice of your free will towards your salvation. No one reaches heaven independent of obedience to my commandments. Let this independent choice be the freedom you celebrate today. Celebrate this truth. A note is given to read 1 John chapter 3, 18 through 22. Little children, let us not love in word or speech, but in deed and in truth. By this we shall know that we are of the truth, and reassure our hearts before Him whenever our hearts condemn us. For God is greater than our hearts, and He knows everything. Beloved, if our hearts do not condemn us, we have confidence before God, and we receive from Him whatever we ask, because we keep His commandments and do what pleases Him. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father. July 5th, 2022. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, children, do not accept the commentaries of news broadcasters as truth. Search out the truth yourselves by listening and reading all current information. When you once find the truth, you will have peace in your hearts. Past history of those who say they speak the truth is your key to settling on the truth and not Satan's lies. These days, there is so much confusion, as Satan does not want your nation to move forward as an example of truth. This is why you must form your opinions with much caution, so that you do not become a pawn in Satan's evil plans for the future of your nation and of the world in general. Each one's opinion is important and makes up the whole. A note is given to read Ephesians chapter 2, 19 through 22. So then you are no longer strangers and sojourners, but you are fellow citizens with the saints and members of the household of God, built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Christ Jesus himself being the cornerstone, in whom the whole structure is joined together and grows into a holy temple in the Lord, in whom you also are built into it for a dwelling place of God in the Spirit. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father. July 7th, 2022. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, the depth of your love for me is commensurate to the depth of your trust in me. Every present moment situation or difficulty must be deposited in the trust you hold in your heart for my love and my provision. There is no problem beyond the abundance of my provision. The soul who believes that is deep into trust. Trust is the cornerstone of your peace of heart. So then you can see that trust is the foundation of your personal holiness. No problem is too great for the depth of my provision upon you. This trust is the good fruit of the holy love you hold deep in your heart. A note is given to read Psalm 5:11 through 12. But let all who take refuge in you rejoice, let them ever sing for joy, and do defend them, that those who love your name may exult in you. For you bless the righteous, O Lord, you will cover him with favor as with a shield. Another note is given to read Psalm 13:5 through 6. But I have trusted in your merciful love. My heart shall rejoice in your salvation. I will sing to the Lord because he has dealt bountifully with me. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father.